I saw online that you were a barber back in the day. Are you still doing that at all? Or yeah, that's awesome.
No.
Yeah.
Fear the fade.
Yeah. Fade nation.
Yeah, that's right. Fade nation. Yeah. So I got some questions. You know, just some lighthearted questions on that. You know, what's the one haircut or haircuts you just absolutely don't get? You just leave it alone. You just leave it out of the equation.
I don't know. It ain't one that I can't do. Mm-hmm. You know, I can pretty much do them all. If you can show it to me, or you know, if you can explain it to me, or you can show me a picture, you know, I could do it. But I don't know. I don't know. But I think I think I messed it up for a lot of barbers, because when I was playing, you know, I decided not to cut my hair and wear the afro. Mm-hmm. So now, when you look up, everybody got afros. So I know there's a whole bunch of barbers around here mad at me.
Like, yeah.
I don't undercut their business or something.
Yeah. Yeah. What was more convenient when you were playing in the NBA, the afro or the cornrows?
The afro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but I guess you can't have one without the other. You know what I mean? But less time goes into the afro, and you know, more people appreciate the afro a lot more than the cornrows. Mm-hmm. So.
Right, yeah. A lot of Halloween costumes, right? Yeah. Yeah. If you guys were to have a 1-on-1 tournament with a starting five from the 03-04 team, which is you each played each other 1-on-1, who would come out on top, do you think?
Probably Rip. He's a little tricky with the numbers game.
Yeah.
He's a little slick with that scoreboard. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, but it'd be a long, long match.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
It'd be a low score. I don't think anybody would actually win the game, you know, but, you know, we just get tired. We have to stop playing.
Right. Yeah. It's like never ending. Yeah.
Never ending.
Yeah. What album has like the most played for you, like career wise? Like if there was like a stat for it, what'd you say?
Most played album? Probably Tupac. All Eyes on Me or Machiavelli.
Oh yeah. Excellent choices. And then same question, but like movie, like what's like, if you had to pick one movie that like you just always watched growing up, man, and like just over and over and over.
Growing up? Oh, wow. I ain't watched movies when I was growing up. I grew up in Alabama. I don't have no movie theaters. That's tough. I think my most watched movie, period, is Menace to Society, New Jack City, and Training Day.
Oh yeah, I love Training Day. That's a great movie. Yeah. And then speaking of Alabama too, if someone were to like, if I were to like go on vacation right now to Alabama, like what's the first meal? Oh, don't go. Just don't even go. Yeah. Yeah. Stay in West Michigan. Yeah. 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 I'll rephrase the question. What's your like go-to meal? It's like, you know, you can have anything you want. It's your cheat day. It's like you're treating yourself. What's Ben Wallace going for?
Oh man, a go-to. Well, you have to get on the grill, some ribs, chicken. You know what I mean? Corn on the cob. But anything grill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. All right. I think, I believe that's all I have. I guess one last one. The bobblehead. What would you say? Is it your likeness? Like, do you agree with how they did it? Like, it looks like you? Yeah.
I don't know if you know.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah. Both of them. One from last year, one from this year.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh no. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Switched up the sideburns this year, you know.
Yeah.